Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Brian Moran back on the show. Brian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know, president of Moran Media Group, and he's a publisher of important information for small business owners, just like you and me. He publishes on paper, and he publishes online. Brian Moran, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's always a pleasure to have you back. Brian, I want to talk about a couple of things today, but first, this segment at least, I want to get your thoughts on where you think social media is, and I'll get you started by throwing out a couple of things that I've been saying lately. You know, I've been encouraging my audience not to use Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, as training grounds, and you leverage them to your benefit, but not to depend on them solely. I've encouraged small business owners to build their own social media platforms that they have more control over. Not that they can control what the members of their communities do, but they can control the life and the legs of the community. Twitter, Facebook, not so much. In fact, we saw what happened last week with Twitter. It was down for a while. Who knows how long Facebook's going to last? I mean, it may last another 2 years. It may not. I mean, YouTube is one of the biggest financial failures of the internet in the last 10 years. So who knows how long they're going to be there? I'd like to see small business owners have a little more control over the life and legs of their social media strategy. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a great point. I think certainly, you know, if you were relying on Twitter as a form of marketing and finding new customers, and you were part of that denial of service problem they had the other day, then your business was down for as long as Twitter was down. So absolutely, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in somebody else's basket when it comes to running your business. I think that's a great point. I certainly encourage business owners to get into the game. I'm still surprised at how many people I talk to who have yet to really jump into the social media game. I'm not saying that you need to make it your entire marketing plan or sales plan or research plan, but you need to incorporate it into your business.
Well, and you know, I still wonder, and this is a little campaign I've been on, Brian. I still wonder if the term social media doesn't put off some business owners, and that's the reason why I'm on this one man crusade to change the way we term this, the way we describe what we're doing in the business application, to online customer communities, because that's what it's really all about. Social media, as I've said 100 times, is really a misnomer. That social media is the technology. It's not even a community. And so that's the reason why I'm focusing on calling it online customer communities. And I think that kind of terminology will help a reluctant, a recalcitrant, a hesitant small business owner to actually get involved. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, again, another very good point. When people think in terms of Twitter and Facebook, at least, they definitely think of, you know, somebody writing, you know, hey, what did I have for dinner last night?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, putting up pictures of myself and my family on our summer vacation. So it doesn't, for business owners, it still doesn't equate to, here's how I can publish I can promote my business, or here's how I can find out what's happening in my markets, or, you know, do research, or maybe how I can find new customers. You know, use Twitter as a form of a discount program. You know, if you are a retailer, mention Twitter and get 10% off your next order.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. We're going to be having a social media or online customer community seminar This fall, I'm going to be doing one in New Jersey.
Yep.
As it's going to be a half-day seminar, and I you know, it's just kind of test the waters to see what the level of interest is from business owners. I think we're expecting about 150, 200 people.
Yeah.
To attend it, and a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm going to use this as really a way to create a platform for my own social media program.
That's really what it is, isn't it? It's a platform, this activity we're talking about. And one of the things that's happening, it's been over 10 years since we've seen anything like this, Brian, because, you know, we saw this with the advent of the internet and people taking to email, people taking to having websites and to surfing on the internet. That was a craze. It wasn't a fad, and now we've all of that activity has morphed into the internet becoming a handy tool, a very valuable tool for us. We're not enamored of it anymore. We use it like a tool. I think what we call social media and what I'm calling online custom communities, I think that's going to follow the same track over the next 5 years. What do you think?
Yes, and it should be used. This is probably the most critical, sentence that I can give you today, and that is that social media should be viewed as a means to an end.
Yep.
And you know, it's going to be the vehicle that gets you from point A to point B, or that helps you get from point A to point B. You know, I want to do $1 million in sales this year, you know, and I need to find new customers. I need to understand my market. I need to hire new employees. Social media can help you do that. Twitter, you know, looking for salespeople in the Midwest, please, you know, DM me if interested.
It's not the only tool that you'll use.
No.
But just like the internet is not the only tool, it is one of the tools that you'll use. But it is a tool that you must use.
Absolutely. Because it's free. Twitter is free.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook is free. And knowing that, it's a great opportunity to take advantage of a free tool, especially in these times when money is tight.
Even building your own platform is not expensive. And which you can do through a lot of different ways, through newsletters, email newsletters, and blogs and that sort of thing. Brian, give us your website, please.
It's www.smallbusinessedge.com.
Brian Moran and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about a generation, a certain group of people that Brian's been talking about lately. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.